Hello and welcome to the USC Outsider Podcast. I'm Rick Barbera, and this is the shiny new helmet for USC.
I'm shiny. I look like a Christmas ball.
That's actually Scott Pitts.
Hello.
And we are the USC Outsider. Together, we're the USC Outsider. We don't overthink it.
Never.
We use foul language, so we're not safe for work, and explicit language will be used. We are not officially affiliated with the University of Southern California, so if you've got us on at work, use headphones. If you have small children, send them out of the room, unless you'd like to give them a lesson in what it means to say Pat Hayden gives good head.
Yikes.
Yikes?
I don't know that.
Wouldn't that be a pleasure?
For some.
He's, like, old. He's had a lot of years of experience.
He'll probably take his teeth out.
Yeah, or cough him out. You can slap him in the back of the head. They come right out. He's probably got him engraved with Notre Dame markings from all his years on the air broadcasting Notre Dame games.
I doubt that.
That traitor. I think he's just...
Rick.
What?
Rick, settle down.
Okay, sorry about that, everybody. At the USC Outsider Podcast, we don't overthink it. And last week, the USC Trojan football team played the Oregon State Beavers.
We pounded the Beavers.
We gave them everything that they can handle. 35 to 10?
35 inches.
And they were not able to take it.
No.
Not for four quarters anyway.
It just never gets old.
They just could. I don't ever get tired of making Beaver jokes.
Never.
They had a good crop of cheerleaders up there too. The Beaver leaders, Beaver cheerleaders looked fine.
They're like
not
leaders.
A complaint.
I didn't see them.
I can't say enough good things about the Pac-12 cheerleaders.
Yeah.
All the Pac-12 cheerleaders are strong.
No,
Oregon will be on tomorrow night playing Arizona.
Well, you're happy. You like to see that crop every year.
Can't wait to see how Eugene has done this year in making me happy when I watch the Oregon Ducks. But last week, you know, speaking about the Beavers, we were able to come away with a nice win and
shut them down pretty good.
We did after, I would say, the first quarter. We just could not get anything going in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was a delayed reaction.
Just very puzzled by what the... was it because we had a couple weeks off that we weren't getting in our rhythm early? Do you think that's what it is? Because I don't want to say that the team looks schizophrenic, but the team looks schizophrenic.
They do. And we're still, you know, it's early. We're still not sure what team's going to show up. But that Boston College game, I hope, was an anomaly. And it looks like from one game removed that USC's moved on from that. I don't know. I hope so.
Well, I'm with you on that. I would say that it's sort of, are they... USC, obviously, the defensive coordinator, Justin Wilcox, was able to get his team ready to play more of a traditional offense in that the Beavers had sort of a drop-back passer, didn't do much.
A good one, though, in Mannion.
Yes,
a very good
record-setting Pac-12 or conference passer who is expected to operate at the next level
USC
next
held
year.
Him to career lows.
We held him to career lows. Is this something that we can... there's a helicopter outside right now. I forgot to pay my electricity bill, so
yeah.
They are probably going to...
providing the light.
Right now. Yeah. Oh, is the light out there, too? Great. Fantastic. So we need to address the fact that maybe we can slow down an offense that is more traditional, like we proved last Saturday.
Right.
I think the jury is still out if we can do like a spread or a zone read.
I don't know if we can.
I don't know if we've learned shit. I do know that it was good to have... Sua Cravens in that hybrid linebacker position because he seemed to just flourish in it.
Yeah, you know, they said, the read option scares me.
Mm-hmm.
USC's never been able to stop it, and I can't figure out for the life
of me
why they can't.
Doesn't make any sense. Why not?
I think that's part of the reason coaches experimenting, getting Sua Cravens closer to the ball, bringing him up to the linebacker position, getting him in a closer position to the line where he can... use his best skill athletes to get it on the quarterback in that line.
If they do it in the SEC every week, if they do it in the Big 12, if they do it elsewhere in the Pac-12, what is the problem that they can't figure out how to do it?
I don't know.
What's the obstacle that's preventing somebody from saying, oh, we've watched how other teams pay attention, have a guy on the quarterback or play the corner, you know, get spread out and operate and maintain their coverage and keep their assignments... have the discipline. What is not getting through to a USC defensive player that doesn't communicate?
Part of that, I think,
what's the obstacle?
The biggest obstacle right now is having 52 scholarship players. And I think it's actually down to 49 now.
Just have a bunch of dummies?
Just
you think we recruited really a bunch of dummies over the year?
Really thin, and they're tired, and you got to swap guys out, and you got to play to your strengths. But, you know, I don't know. At this point, maybe it's just a luck thing. It's one of those things that USC has never, ever been able to adapt to, and I can't explain it. I wish I could.
That needs to change because
absolutely,
that's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. That read option is not going anywhere. We may be running it eventually, depending on...
It's being run in the NFL now.
It's not a... this is something that needs to be figured out. We will get a taste of it this week. But we can talk about the positives from last week. Like, I think it starts at the top. Cody Kessler, machine.
Yeah,
on
he's
offense.
Fantastic. And I don't think that USC fans have been giving him enough credit and realizing what a gem they have in this guy. Not turning the ball over, managing the game, doing exactly
smart
what he
kid.
Needs to do. Smart
show
kid,
show
and he's
he
got
needs
a
to do.
Great arm. He's putting the ball where he needs to put it and getting rid of it when he has to. He looks great.
Good improv skills. He was
absolutely
able to scramble and hit the tight end on the run. I mean,
yep,
that was a lot
absolutely
of...
Absolutely. How about escaping the pass rush on that Hail Mary play?
Yeah, he got out of that.
Absolutely, and he put it right up in the corner. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good player, and SC's lucky to
Rogers,
have him.
Or Darius Rogers found him, one of the two.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the deal with a Hail Mary.
Can't
you still got to get the ball there.
Can't believe that happened. I haven't seen one of those pulled off, you know, for a week.
Yeah, at least a week.
It's been 6.5 days.
Yeah, that was a lot
since
of fun.
That was pulled off.
It's been a long time for USC, though. That was fun.
Was happy about that. Was happy for the win. Good to see Justin Davis. As Pitts knows, I was texting him throughout the game. I was really let down in the first quarter with Justin Davis. I felt like he had no field vision. I felt like even if he had a hole opened up for him, he wasn't successful enough to get into the backfield. He proved me wrong, pass catching and running in the second half, and was able to be very successful at it. Buck Allen continues to do what he needs to do to be a very elite runner.
Yep.
In this conference and you know, gain 100 yards per game.
Behind a very young and thin line.
Yeah, we did have Andre Walker come back last week, who was instrumental in,
a bright spot.
Giving that offensive line the push that it needed to be more successful than they have been, especially against like Boston College. So he came back and played a number of plays and was able to... There was like that missing spark and that consistency to open up holes on that side of the ball and really, really contributed to the success that the
definitely
Trojans had.
Yeah, the last few weeks, Andre Walker's been showing a lot of improvement. And
good job, dumbass.
Sark has mentioned that he still sees room for improvement, but...
I think he has to say that. That's a coach speak.
Yeah, but one
well,
thing...
we can always get better.
Of course, which is true. But one thing about it, he brings that extra depth to the offensive line that hasn't been there. So
he's only been there for at least 13 or 14 years.
He's a 17th year senior.
Yeah, he is a father of nine. he's also a grandfather now. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Andre.
Yeah, you've done well.
You've done it.
And can't wait to see you play this week and hopefully come away with a big win against Arizona State. What do you have to say about the defense, though? I think that... the defense really looked good.
They did,
Sue
Rick.
Craven's getting a quick pick six. I was excited about that in the first quarter.
Something that a lot of people aren't mentioning is that USC did... the defense held the Beavers to zero offensive touchdowns. Yes, they scored 10, but that was on a kickoff return.
Oh,
that was
you're
special
right.
teams.
I did not think about it that way.
That's fantastic. That's a great
fight
stat.
On indeed.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
A lot of people are calling this a bend-but-don't-break defense.
Said that when Pete Carroll was there, too? Okay,
yeah,
fine.
That's fine.
Great.
I call
sounds
this a young, thin, inexperienced defense, not bend-but-don't-break. I think these guys, they're feeling it out, and they're finding who works where, and I think bringing Sua Cravens up to the linebacking position, that hybrid position, is really great. It works out also very well for Gerald Bowman. Because he's been playing lights-out safety, filling in for Sue at the safety spot. Been doing great.
That's not a letdown guy to come in
exactly.
and play. That's,
so there's no letdown there. Nothing's being lost.
Corners did serviceable. They got burned a couple times early.
Yeah, this week.
But they did make up for it in the second half. There were no touchdowns allowed through the air. that's been great through four games. That could change this week. We've got a pass happy guy, but let's stick to the defense. There's nothing good that I have to say on special teams because Andre Hadary showed up again.
Oh boy, man!
The one that we're in a game that it doesn't really matter, but kind of matters. He's just
it always to be matters.
Found. Yeah,
he shanked a chip shot.
Have no
and
idea.
It looked like it went off somebody's helmet, but then when they showed it in slow motion, he just shanked it.
He just blew it.
It just fucking like went off of his kneecap or something.
For such a big, consistent guy at Stanford, you know, like just a cardinal killer.
He hits the big ones when it matters.
And did the same thing at Boston College. Just performed what we needed him to do to keep in that game. But man, he just shit all over himself at the Coliseum.
It was weird. It was really weird.
I don't know what gets into his head. He could be on coke. He might be a dealer.
Stop spreading rumors.
That's okay.
Going back to the corners.
I should text him. Do you want a bag tonight? Just, you know, get us through.
You want to do Big 8 Ball?
We may as well. I mean, it's Wednesday. Just going to what?
Speed it up?
Yeah. Speed it up. Okay. Hold on. Let me make the phone call.
Okay. Corners. Adoree Jackson lining up in practice this week with the first string opposite of Kayvon Seymour.
That guy can do anything.
Yeah. He's an animal.
That guy can do...
In a good way.
I wonder if he can do magic tricks.
Well, he can. In practice today, he was catching punts, and he caught one behind his back.
No,
and everybody on the sidelines went crazy. The team, even Coach Sark thought that was kind of fun.
That is kind of fun.
As long as he doesn't fucking do it in a game.
No, you can't do that in a game. not on purpose.
Yeah.
You can do it if the guy in front of you, you know, muffs it, and you can catch it behind your back and run for a touchdown.
Right.
But you can't... That's a talented young man.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll go far.
He's a good one.
You got anything? What about that tip that Gerald Bowman caught? Leon McQuay to Gerald Bowman? Am I right?
Beautiful.
Am I right about that? Who made it? That was like the playoffs last year. The Seahawks.
Exactly.
Malcolm Smith was
That's
there.
That's right. Looked just like it.
It was
Speaking
like
of that.
That,
Malcolm Smith and Morgan, DJ Moore. What's his name? Whatever. The two Seahawks that used to play for SC led the team out of the tunnel last week. That was fun.
I like Malcolm Smith.
Or was that 2 weeks ago?
And the Seahawks. No, you're
week.
Accurate. That's right. It was just last weekend.
Back-to-back.
What else you got? How much do you want to dwell on the past still?
Because I
really liked a lot of what I saw.
Me too.
Even though my text messages were really negative in the first, I just can't.
It's
can't
hard
take
to watch
it.
Yeah.
I heard from friends at the game that it felt even worse. Just like you didn't know if things were going to get good. Things looked kind of good. It was going, you know, weird. It just the rhythm was off. The timing was not right. I enjoyed the outcome, but
sure.
I think that the reason there might be some sort of a I don't know how to say it, like an odd time atmosphere now is because we don't know if these are Trojans we can get behind and say, you know what, come time to play UCLA Notre Dame, we're going to give them a run for their money. Mm-hmm. And that, should we be in the playoff talk? I would say not right now.
I don't even, yeah.
I don't know right now.
We're still too close to that Boston College game where they look like absolute shit.
I think that's it. It's too soon. But now it's October. It's a spooky month. You don't know what Pitts is going to dress up like day by day because he celebrates every single day of October dressing as a new character.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Today, I was trying to think of like someone funny you could be. Today he's a ducky boy from Pretty in Pink, and tomorrow he's going to dress like a Jell-O shot.
A red one.
You have to dress like a Jell-O shot all day tomorrow. I hope you don't have plans.
I don't.
Because you're going to be dressed like a Jell-O shot.
I won't.
And you're going to have to dance around, and you're going to have to ask people to just slam you.
Well, that's what I do anyway.
And have your camera on. Put that on the Instagram or YouTube.
I do the slow motion one on my
All right, speaking of that, aren't we on Twitter?
Yes, we are.
What's our twat?
our twat is handle? The USC Outsider. Find us and twat us.
It's really easy, too. If you have a phone or keyboard, you can type that shit in, at USC Outsider.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of me and Pitts. We pop up. We both use our real names.
Hashtag us. Make us trend.
Trend.
I've never been trendy in my life.
trend. I don't know how we would fucking trend.
Yeah.
There's not
52,000 people would have to start tweeting about us.
At least. Yeah. At least. And I don't even have the blue check by my name. Or
nope.
The, or whatever it is.
I don't even know what that means.
It means you're verified. It's like actually you. I don't know who would give a fuck if it weren't me. Maybe I'll give my handle to somebody and just say, take this for a week.
No, you should sell that.
Tweet whatever you want for a week.
Oh, you definitely.
And let's
get
see what
hits.
Happens. Because it's because right now it's just sort of, it's just me.
And then you can say, oh, shit,
Rick
I got
Barbera.
Hacked.
No, and really, I've got like...
Aren't you like a Rick underscore Barbera?
No, it's just a capital R. It's just, it's Rick
R-I-C.
Barbera.
R-I-C. And
yeah,
there's
R-I-C.
No K in that, guys.
No, it's just at Rick Barbera, and it's capital yeah. R. And you're at, but you're at Mr. Pitsy.
Yeah, that's my regular Twitter.
If you want to get in touch with you.
Yeah, I only have like 52 followers, and I only follow like 150 people on that. I mostly go through the USC Outsider or my professional business,
which is
Scotty Images.
Oh, that's right, Scotty Images.
Yeah.
I use Twitter as like a text message to friends.
Good.
Which is why when
that's fun.
When I kept tweeting...
It's cheaper, too.
And I still think I have something to do with this, because I want to feel good about myself. For Brent Musburger being... kicked off mm-hmm. of with a Herb
sent
Street
to asylum.
Being sent to the SEC network on games that no one really hears
yep.
or cares about except SEC people. I kept tweeting, you need to retire at halftime. Announce that you're retiring at halftime or check into a hospital. You're too old. Please retire. Please retire. And then after a couple of years of that, I mean, because it was, I would tweet it all the time. Just please retire or die.
I think you might have had Musburger. Something to do with that. I also think that that time when he was like, oh, is she cute? Oh.
I'd like to stick my
ooh,
cock in her mouth,
oh,
Kirk.
Oh, so.
And yours.
Oh, is she cute?
Yeah. This
and when he was just
at,
drooling over, what's his name's girlfriend?
AJ McCarron's girlfriend
yeah,
in the Alabama game.
That was
game.
Creepy, man.
And then she gets like a Carl's Jr. or slash Hardee's commercial.
Yeah. They should have, if they were smart... They would have had Musburger come in at the end of that commercial and just go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, just not wearing much. Just or just like...
Musburger
like
or...
Musburger.
Or, okay, yeah.
Whatever she was wearing, Musburger was like mimicking her.
Yeah, like
and he
a,
comes
like
in
a
with
thin, see-through robe. Yeah,
some dirty David Fincher-esque, like weird 1970s grade, like just a car
and
with
a
bad golf... club
mm-hmm.
and it's like he's come off some and there's blood on the tip of the
oh,
golf thing and
that got weird.
I focus on her
she
and
cute.
Then it is
oh, she
Carl's
cute.
Jr.
If it doesn't get on your face
yeah. or the creepy
or if
guy
it from, doesn't get all over the place whatever it is
burger fries and coke that's what he's don't bother me I need it. I can't stand yeah. those fucking commercials.
But we're talking about it.
Yeah, fine. Congrats. It worked. Congrats, yeah. shitbags. Go factory farm your burgers, you fucks. Good put Musburger out to pasture.
Hey, who
yeah,
wants...
Factory farm a Musburger. Go, I'm sorry.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Let's talk about the Sun Devils.
Oh, very good. So, the ASU game is this Saturday. The kickoff is at... Oh,
4:30 Pacific 4:30. Time. The See only it. Time that matters.
The only time yeah. that matters, 4:30 p.m. kickoff. I get a little tired. Kickoff's at 7:30. I am way too drunk to function
oh,
at the end of those
Rick,
games.
Let me talk to you about that.
Oh,
last
you were on
weekend,
the East Coast for that game.
I was on
game.
The East Coast.
I can't believe they broadcast it out there.
Yeah, I put two kids to bed, cleaned up a house, did the whole shit, and I still had 2 hours to kill. What the fuck am I going to do? I opened up I don't even remember what I was drinking. I think I was drinking some vodka or something.
Uh-huh.
And then I looked at the clock,
Pappy
and I
Van
still
Winkles.
Had an hour and a half to go, and then uh-huh. I had a beer, and then I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? I turned on the end of some other game, and it's 10:30. I was all fucking super jazzed for the game. I was like, okay, finally it's here. Ooh, slap in my face. I'm awake. I'm awake.
Yeah.
And then...
Fuck you, Missouri.
That fucking Mizzou game was still on, and it wouldn't turn over, so it was another 15, 20 minutes... And then my game came on. It was fucking 2 o'clock in the morning before I got to bed, Rick. It's no wonder there is an East Coast bias on West Coast
yeah,
sports.
They go to bed. They have
they
shit
don't
to
fucking
do.
See the games.
I don't get it. No, I cannot fathom what... I enjoy watching the games early.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what... But I wouldn't trade anything to be on the East Coast for games because I love waking up and immediately turning on the TV
absolutely.
And you get coverage or a game.
West Coast sports watching is hands down way better.
Oh, yeah.
Because breakfast, you're waking up
and brunch,
and you're watching games, and you're going to bed and you're watching games. All
easily.
Day long.
Yeah.
It's great.
Saturday and Sunday, you don't give up your life. If you have shit planned for that night, you can
don't
do it.
Don't be a sports fan.
Or, yeah, I suppose so.
On the East Coast, you have a whole morning to kill. You have to go do shit with your family, and then you gotta mow the lawn, and then you do this, and then finally around, 12:30, 1 o'clock, you settle in and maybe watch a game.
No. I couldn't. I just...
fuck that.
I know that, and I got used to it. I didn't grow up on the West Coast, but, you know, I was 18 when I came here, and when I got here, it was one of those things that I realized, oh, this is the way it should be.
Yep, it's
this
better.
This is actually the way that...
Better it, sports watching,
yeah,
for sure.
It actually is more acceptable this way. And not to say fuck you to our East Coast listener. But...
him.
Anyway, ASU, Todd Graham is the head coach, a very good man who demands a disciplined team, and that is why the Arizona State Sun Devils are the... they make the least amount of penalties in the Pac-12.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked
least
by that.
Least penalized...
Oh, I know why. Vontaze Burfict doesn't play for them anymore.
No, he's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
No, he's...
He was a walking, talking penalty, that guy.
Yeah, but he was kind of... I wish we would have had him.
Yeah, he was good.
You didn't like him.
Well, because he didn't play for USC.
I thought he was fun.
Absolutely.
And...
he's good. Good player. A lot of flags.
Yeah, he got a lot of... A different coach, too.
Well, if he played for Kiffin, do you think that would have been different?
No. No, not at all.
Yeah.
No. Who?
Exactly.
Their defense, the ASU defense, so we, as Pitt said, 4:30 kickoff time, we're facing an ASU defense that had to replace 9 starters from last year. So they've got guys in there with not a lot of experience, which I guess you're putting guys on offense for us that don't have a lot of experience either. This evens the score,
yeah.
I think. This evens
they got
the
a lot of experience last week. They got fucking shredded by those Bruins on Thursday night.
Well, they
night.
Did. And
they got destroyed. That defense got bitch slapped.
You're out. They...
Sorry for the misogyny.
No, it's okay. They turned... ASU turned the ball over 4 times.
Yeah, that doesn't
to the
help
Bruins.
Either.
When you do that against most teams, you will lose.
Yes,
that's,
agreed.
That's just sort of a fact. Now, Taylor Kelly, Coach Graham, is saying that he will not play.
Yeah, he's saying
we
he's very
will
doubtful.
Not get a shot at him. Yeah. So we get Mike Bergovici. Bergovici.
Let's put an accent on it and then you can't say it wrong.
It's a great Irish name. So he's going to start. Mike B is going to start. And Taylor Kelly seems to be still hurt. So we're going to get the backup who did actually pretty well against the
Bruins. He was serviceable. Yeah.
Yeah. He did what he could. And considering they turned the ball over 4 times. And Brent Huntley.
He's not a Mannion, though. I think SC could handle that.
But he can run, too, though.
Yes, he can.
We've got DJ Foster, who is their main running back, who gashed the Trojans last year over and over again in that foot race. Then we have a boat race.
Yeah,
it was definitely
a boat race.
Death race. Death race 2000.
A nut race. Well, I don't even know what that is.
True. A nut race?
Yeah.
I think it depends on what island you're on.
It's true.
So there's this freshman, Kalen, I'm probably going to massacre his name too. Kalen Ballage. He's a true freshman. This is a, right now he's
is
a
he
short,
handsome?
I'm sure he's a very handsome man. This is for ASU, their running back. He's a true freshman. He is a short yardage specialist now, but look out because they do believe that they're going to go to him in the future and he's going to be the back to watch once DJ Foster's gone. I'm hoping we hurt them both.
Yeah.
There's also...
Well, I don't wish pain on anybody like that, but...
Sorry.
Hurt them in the proverbial sense
just
of the word where we
the
put
game.
A hurt on them.
Knock them out of the game. Jalen Strong is their number one receiver. We also
yeah,
saw
a
him
good
last
one.
Year.
He's
very
a good
receiver.
One.
Their offensive line, not great for stopping the run. Pretty good for the pass. They do some good pass protection. So they should allow Mike to...
Berlovici.
Yeah. Yeah, they should allow him to make some plays down the field on, that's what they're thinking is anyway, that they should be able to open it up, and he'll have some success against our defense. I don't know anymore. I don't know what the guys are cooking up this week. I don't know what Sark is going to cook up, what Wilcox is going to cook up.
We're going to have to wait and see.
And will the defense be tired? I'm not sure. I'm glad. I think I'm happier that it's another home game. I'm satisfied that we maybe in the Coliseum, if the crowd comes alive, if we have our honeys out, we're gonna do well.
I don't think it hurts.
Great crop for the USC Songgirls.
Yeah, good team.
Sterling,
good team this year.
Platinum crop.
I think that Shouldn't Boston College loss.
Refer to them as crops.
Yeah, no. They're fine young ladies.
Oh, fine young coaches. I'm sure they're all highly educated and they're going to be very successful. In
terrific lives. Dance skills.
No daddy issues whatsoever.
None. Let's get back to this. I think that Boston College game is going to go a long way for this team. I hope.
The Boston College team that got beaten by Colorado State, the Rams.
Fuck.
This week?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I watched that game on the...
BC was playing out of their minds. Out of their minds when they played it. It's 9/11 remembrance.
And I think SC had... I really do think that they just thought that they should win that game. And just walked in there and they traveled 3,000 miles across the country and the freshmen had never done that before. It was all new and they just thought that they should... They coming off a huge win against Stanford, emotional win. And all in all, they just really, really got put in their place.
And then BC completely deflates for the next week and just shits the bed against
Colorado. Kind of the same. They were in the same scenario that USC was in, where they were coming off a huge emotional win. And same kind of thing, same letdown. Well, we beat this team. We should beat this team. And then didn't.
You bunch of dicks.
Right? So it perpetuates itself. And they should all be flogged.
Do you have any, or flayed? And they're Christians, mm-hmm. bunch of Jesuits.
That's true. Yeah, all those Jesuits.
What do we do to them? All right, Lions.
Lions. You send them
Lions or something.
I don't know.
The Detroit Lions.
You make them go.
Feed them to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
So, what do you have a prediction?
Well, I think SC wins this game, but I not without ASU getting their points.
Not without my anus.
I hope USC doesn't come into this game saying, well, UCLA did it. We should put up 62 as well. Fuck that. Just go out and win the game. Do your thing.
Oh, yeah. We're not UCLA. And
win it by 1 point if you have to.
We don't have a Brent Hundley-type quarterback, but I still think that dude, he's already winged. I think somebody's going to do him in before. Maybe Oregon next week.
Man, he gets sacked
week.
A lot, yeah.
Maybe Oregon next week will finally knock him out for a while and get him to where he needs to be, which I don't...
I was going to say USC's not that lucky. USC always gets screwed in the luck department. I thought
people
for
come
sure,
back healthy.
Yeah, yeah, I thought for sure Kelly would be back healthy this week, but it's looking like he's not.
Well, he might be.
He might be.
He might
but,
come on.
You know, and 75% Kelly is manageable, I think. I don't know.
And speaking of that, I mean, the good news for SC is that Trey Madden is coming back. Probably not this week.
Not this week.
I don't think he's going to be back this week.
He did some warm-ups and some team drills and then took the pads off.
And Justin Davis had a great game. I do think for what Trey Madden did before he got hurt last year and obviously before he got the turf toe this year, I do think you just bench him. I would bench Davis in a heartbeat and just say, okay, I've got Buck and Trey Madden, and those are my guys.
It's
Line
tough.
Them up in the backfield. Have them go with Soma and just, I think they could probably open up holes and just really punish somebody for four quarters.
Well, they all bring something different.
Exactly. So, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you bench Justin Davis.
In the pistol.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man. So we hope that Trey Madden has a speedy recovery, gets back there soon. And because I'm looking forward to just. Having those guys healthy and seeing them work, Davis is good.
I want to see Lamar Dawson get back and be healthy. But
that'd be nice, too. No word on him.
It's just not looking
good
for him.
No word this week.
I think that he might be headed for a medical redshirt this year. And
wow.
We might see him not until next season.
He really hurt himself.
I guess.
What did you do to him?
Well,
did you poison his food?
No, I hurt him emotionally.
Go to Cafe 84 again and just dose people's food?
In Fleur Tower?
I asked you not to do that anymore. No, it was next to Fleur.
Yeah.
I was in. I it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it still is in the same building as the Lions like Center.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's been a while. I should go back. And I lived in Webb.
I used to like their sweet and sour chicken.
It was great, sweet and sour chicken. They probably don't have any of that shit anymore.
No, God, no.
They had the taco place, the sweet and sour chicken place, the salad bar, the place where you could always steal soda from. what else did they have in there? They had the...
Yeah, there was like, different stations.
There's an Italian place.
Yeah, with the pizza and the shit.
It was like Sbarro before Sbarro.
It was
nowhere near as good.
It was not good.
Nowhere as good. And the water was always not boiling.
Yeah.
When I would go by and see, and this was like years and years and years ago. Believe me, years and years and years ago. And the water would always be sort of not really boiling, but hot. And they'd have the pasta pre-cooked. Yeah. Like you could get the spinach.
So you just warmed it.
In my opinion,
they you warmed just the pre-cooked. Warmed it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never. I think that was where you got the pizza, but I'm not sure. The burritos were good. I remember the burritos being okay.
Okay.
And the but that's neither here nor there.
That food always tasted good after a long night of drinking.
If they were open, they stayed open until 11. College
Union. No. In the morning.
Oh,
about 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you eat that fucking sweet and sour chicken. And it did you right.
It actually was good. And the rice, too.
Yeah. It just kind of lined your belly and it made your headache better.
There's no way now with food rules being what they are that place
does not exist now.
No. Not in this country.
No way.
No. You could probably find that in Liberia, but I don't think you could
they
probably
put
find
Ebola
it.
Inside the stuff.
That's what made it taste good. MSG and Ebola.
Yeah.
And then you could, but as long as you just ate it and didn't touch it, I think there was cross some barrier. Anyway, did you have a score prediction or not?
You know, this is a tough one for me this week. I was, again, last week I called the 35. I was good. Nailed it again, but...
You did. You are kicking my ass as far as predictions go.
This week, USC could put up anywhere from 27 to 52. I don't know. That defense is pretty bad over there in Arizona State. What ASU can do to the USC defense, I don't know. So I'm going to say somewhere in the lines of like 38 to 28, maybe 31.
Say that again. I got to
write it down. Yeah.
Would you say it again? 38-21?
Yeah. No. I can't even remember what I said just now.
God damn it.
38 is what I said.
38.
To 31.
And ASU...
31.
31.
Yeah.
Okay, my score...
Okay.
You heard it here first. 147 to 4. No, I want...
And that's why I'm kicking your ass.
And that is why Pitts is winning this bet. So, I'm going to say... Hold on. I'm going to show you this.
He's going to do some... He's doing some math, guys. There's some... I see he's writing...
Don't look.
There's graphs.
Don't look.
And he's doing... he's got a slide rule out now. I'm not sure what he's doing. Can you hear that?
There, read that. That's my prediction.
24-21 USC.
Yep. Think we're going to see some...
You think it's going to be a shootout, a defensive battle there?
I think there's going to be some points scored on special teams.
And we win by a Hadari kick?
We win. Whether he kicks early or late, we win this game.
Okay.
Because... of the ramifications if we don't, which is 35 minutes of swearing
and pissed men.
Yeah, angry.
Well, I think USC's got a little chip on their shoulder and they want to give
more
ASU
Pat Hayden jokes.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of those if there's a loss. I think USC's going to be really wanting to give ASU a little bit of payback for last year, that 62-41 ass kick.
The kids who were actually on the team last year.
Mm-hmm. There's a few coming back.
Use it, guys.
Use it.
Well, Pitts, I say, fight on.
Fight on.